Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's the roadmap for the last 2 hours. We were talking about Pat Shannon's piece in the August 13th American Free Press entitled, Much Left Out of Official CIA Reports. Why in the so-called family jewels released by the George Washington University National Security Archives is the Central Intelligence Agency leaving out facts related to what we did in Iran in the 1950s. According to Pat Shannon, General Russell Bowen, United States Air Force retired, was directly involved in the assassination of scores of Iranians who were opponents of the American actions in Iran in 1953. And that General Bowen indicates that he did that at the behest of Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., and other elements, presumably at the American Central Intelligence Agency. What does this bode in terms of our present situation with Iran? What does it say about other American intelligence activities in that country and elsewhere that have been redacted for a very long period of time, where there are things that are missing from the archives that should be there, and that we should be receiving the truth instead of things that do appear that are absolutely false, both in terms of data as well as in analysis. So we covered that story in the first hour of the show. With Father John Martinez in the second hour, we've been talking about a series of things, including Dr. Paul Gottfried's post today for Taki's Top Drawer. And that post is entitled Firing Foxman, and it leads to Joey Kurtzman's original story entitled Firing Foxman. What is behind the fact that Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League is opposing the attempts of the United States Congress to censor Turkey for their perpetration of genocide against Armenian Christians in 1915? Why would Foxman be against this? Why is the Jewish lobby opposed to it? Folks, there's a major, major story lurking just underneath the surface of this. And I think much of it is in conjunction with what Christopher John Bjerknes has talked about this show in a past appearance at JewishRacism.com. And that is that there was a direct Zionist role that was played in those events in 1915 that Foxman does not want you to find out about. And for more information about that, you can go again to Christopher John Bjerknes's post, very extensive, multi-hundred-page post on this at JewishRacism.com. And, of course, my discussion of his appearance on my show can be found at the Mark Dancos America blog at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, the Middle East gateway. Mark Glenn, how are you, sir?
Marcus, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, always great to talk with you on Fridays. I was telling the listeners that I have a pretty significant lineup for the coming week, which includes a couple of people that I'm especially excited about. I was telling people that this coming Tuesday, Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst who is preparing national intelligence estimates for the president at one time, and who's involved with something called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, is going to spend 2 hours with me on Tuesday talking about Bush and the war and false intelligence. And then Hesham Talawi is going to follow that on Tuesday for 1 hour with his recent trip to Palestine. And I know that you know all about that, Mark. And then I also wanted to mention in your presence, Mark, so you can tell your friends at AFP about it, that Dale Crowley Jr. is going to be a regular on this show on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Central. Pastor Crowley, of course, used to have Focus on Israel, that radio show at WFAX-AM up in Washington, and was booted off of that after 20 years for reasons that you would well nigh be familiar with. So those are just a couple of the folks that are going to be on next week. And when we come back, I wanted to chat with you a little bit, Mark, about Abe Foxman and Ray McGovern and Hesham Talawi and Dale Crowley. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I had a note sent to me today by Matthias Chang out there in Malaysia. The note simply says, "Dear Mark, thanks a million. God bless you always, Matthias." And what that is in reference to is the fact that yesterday on my show, I was reading Matthias Chang's latest post entitled "The Second Red Alert," dealing with what he thinks is happening with the central banking system and the subprime mortgage crisis, and how there are four or five of the major banks in the world, according to Matthias's alert, that are in serious trouble. If we understand what Matthias Chang has to say about the discount rate and the circumstances under which the Fed has loaned money to Bank of America, Wachovia, and J.P. Morgan Chase, just to name three. I learned a lot about the Fed discount rate and about the normal conditions under which they operate, as opposed to the latest conditions that surround their loans to these major banks. This is a terrifying alert that Matthias sent me, and I had authorization from him to read it over the air yesterday, which I did. It is a contemplative piece, folks, because when you compare it to what's being said today in the London Financial Times, we begin to suspect that Matthias Chang has the correct take on these matters. You can read, among many other things, his book at the American Free Press entitled Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. That talks about the Anglo-American Zionist Alliance for War and for Wars of Empire that, in my judgment, and certainly in the judgment of Matthias Chang and Mark Lynn and Michael Collins Piper, is behind the tragedy of what is unfolding for the United States and, for that matter, for the entire world in both Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as in Palestine and Iran. Matthias Chang, of course, will keep me posted on this central banking thing, I'm sure, but I wanted to mention the fact that I had heard from him today and that he was most grateful that we had mentioned him and mentioned his latest red alert on the banking crisis in conjunction with a wider promo for the American Free Press, which, once again, you can reach for subscriptions and book sales and gifts at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Mark, before we get into Abe Foxman and talk a little bit about central banking maybe today, I wanted to ask you about this whole business of Dale Crowley, who's going to be a regular on this show beginning on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time. I know quite a bit about Pastor Crowley, and of course, he for many, many years, I think four decades as a matter of fact, was involved in AM radio broadcasting in Washington, D.C. The last 20 years of that, he was with WFAX AM up there, AM 1220. And then all of a sudden, somebody decided that they wanted to pull the plug on Dale Crowley. What do you know about that circumstance, and what does it say about the forces that, in your judgment, are involved not simply in what we think of as corporate media, but what we used to call Christian media?
The real miracle that's in operation here is that Dale was able to maintain his radio show for as long as he did. Usually they will cut someone off at the knees, even sometimes before someone has said anything at all. Keep in mind Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, before it had even been released. The organized Jewish lobby in the United States was screaming bloody murder over it. And so, as I said, it's a miracle that he was able to stay on as long as he did. Of course, this, you know, the shift that caused him to get dumped, as it were, was when he began opening his eyes as to what is really going on with regards to Israel, when he stopped being so sympathetic towards this interpretation that so many evangelical pastors in America take today, that it's Christian's duty to support Israel, that if we do anything to hinder Israel's existence, then we are risking the wrath of God and all the rest of it. So, but as far as your second question, Mark, dealing with Christian influence in media today, anybody who knows anything about the history of the media in the United States, particularly that history of the last century, knows that there's nothing Christian about it. By and large, the major media outlets have, from the beginning, been owned by Jewish interests who have always pushed a Jewish line on things. So, you know, this is interesting. We have, as you know, we have several small children, and the other day I took a second look at a cartoon that my mom had sent to us years ago, and this is a collection of cartoons that literally, some of these cartoons were made as far back as like 40 or 50 years ago. These were the old Walt Disney cartoons where, you know, the Mickey Mouse doesn't resemble the Mickey Mouse that we've come to know today physically. That's how old they were. But you could see even back then that this bias, particularly this anti-Muslim bias, was present even back then. When there was a cartoon in this series that dealt with the Arabs, or I didn't find out exactly what the storyline to the cartoon was, but even then they were portraying the Arabs as being violent, untrustworthy, unpredictable, you know, take your pick. Everything that we have basically been told for the last 4 or 5 years with regards to Muslims and Middle Easterners. But my point is that even as far back as 40 or 50 years ago, they had started laying the groundwork for what we're dealing with today, which really is very frightening in a sense when you realize that this plan has been underway for a long, long time. And I think, of course, this is only circumstantial, but I think that obviously that there is some evidence to support this, that this is why we have such a difficult time today. Those of us who have studied the Middle East, those of us who have studied Middle Eastern culture or the Islamic religion or whatever, this is why we're having such a tough time today, making the older generation understand that they have been sold a bill of goods that is a fraud with regards to who the Middle Easterners are, who the Muslims are, whatever. And so, again, you know, answering your question, Mark, there is nothing Christian about the American media. All you have to do is turn it on at any time during the day, and you will see a constant barrage of themes and images and ideas that are absolutely antithetical to what we consider traditional Christian teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you consider this whole business, as Pastor Crowley outlined it in his first appearance on this show, of something like Salem Communications, which, of course, as I understand it, is probably the fourth largest radio consortium in America. And, of course, they've snapped up all of these so-called Christian radio stations, have promoted almost uniformly, if not in fact uniformly, the pro-Zionist dispensationalist point of view on the airwaves. It is believed that they may have had something to do behind the scenes with what happened to Crowley at WFAX, because now that they are rid of Crowley there, I understand that Salem Communications is making a major bid to own that particular radio station, WFAX, up in Washington. And then the other thing that Pastor Crowley was talking about, which I think bears underscoring this morning in regard to a warning to the Christian community, and that is such outlets as Zulon Press, X-U-L-O-N, Zulon Press, are subsidiaries of Salem Communications, and that Zulon, once it was taken over by Salem, decided that their contractual arrangement with Dale Crowley was going to move in a different direction, and that they were no longer going to promote the book of his that they had published. So, again, what we've already seen going on clearly for many, many years with what we think of as corporate media, New York Times, Washington Post, Weekly Standard, New York Post, so forth and so on, that this has clearly infiltrated the American right through Bill Buckley's National Review and what's happened to human events in recent years. But now it's moving in a big way into what has been perceived falsely as Christian media. And when we start looking more closely at some of these consortiums, it becomes abundantly clear, at least to you and to me, that the so-called Christian media consortiums are part and parcel of the same counterfeit coin with the same forces that have taken over what at least the public now perceives to be corporate media. Yeah, we have a caller in Delaware. Paul, are you on the line, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have been researching for 12 years, and I've had a piece of video footage that has needed to be out for a while, and I think that your listeners will find it very interesting.
Okay.
Because me, myself, it's not a Jewish conspiracy. Jews are just kind of like someone to focus on as the problem. But what I would say is this gentleman named Peter Khawaja, who is dead now, all these radio show hosts, you talked about Hashem Chalawi. I was on his show, and I was going to tell him about Peter Khawaja, and all of a sudden he acts like, hello, are you there? Everywhere you go, you talk to Alex Jones, and you say, hey, Alex, I used to listen to Alex for 3 years, and I heard like 5 different people call in and say, Peter Khawaja, and Alex Jones would reply back, really? I've never heard of him. Send me the information. At Google Video, just type in peter.mpg at Google Video, and everyone download it and watch it. and make sure that you store it, because it's very rare, and the truth, the real truth needs to get out. And I don't know how long it's going to be up at Google Video, so make sure you download it, because the old man I got this from, Joyce Riley, threatened him, and so no one can get another copy of this, and so you better get it while the getting's good. And unless you're a cult member, be truthful and be honest, and ask these cult leaders of yours, these people who you suck on them like they're a baby bottle, where you get all your intellectual nourishment. You go ahead and you ask them the right questions. And let's see how far we can take this thing, because the truth is, you were talking about these Christian media groups. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Watch out for all of them. You know what's right and wrong. I mean, and start doing it yourself. Stop waiting for all your cult member, savior, cult leaders to do it for you. Stand up.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride, make it to the
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We had Father John Martinez on for hour two, and now Mark Leonard, the American Free Press, joins us for hour three. I'd like to say something about our previous caller. I have to respectfully disagree with him about this whole Jewish question. Let's take a look at the New Testament, folks, from the standpoint of traditional Christian theism and biblicism. We are told specifically things in the parable of the tenants, in the parable of the fig tree, in the book of Matthew, and some very, very specific things about in the books of Matthew and John. Who was behind the false arrest of Jesus Christ and the false charges brought against him that specifically point unmistakably to Pharisaic Judaism. We see what Jesus Christ has to say on this subject in John chapter 8. We see very specifically what John says in the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, from the island of Patmos, where he had been exiled by the Roman Emperor Domitian. Take a look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, or verse 8, I guess it is. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I'll have to look at my Greek text here. "Beware of those," Jesus Christ says, "who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." With reference to Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and then looking at the book of John, chapter 8, and also Romans chapter 2, where Paul addresses this same subject, take a look at the entire book of Acts. Who were the main perpetrators against the Christian gospel and against Peter and John and subsequently against Paul? What is the whole business of the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah about? And then, folks, just in a modern secular political context, how can anyone look at the project for the new American century? How can anyone look at the American Israel Public Affairs Committee? How can anyone look at the case that has been made that the United States was involved in promoting false intelligence in order to go to war with Iraq, and the provably Jewish connections of those purveyors of that false intelligence, and believe that this is not a Jewish conspiracy? How can anyone look at the Jewish ownership of the six major media consortiums in the United States and not believe that this is a Jewish conspiracy? How can anyone look at the information that has been presented by a variety of responsible sources about the overwhelming Jewish support, logistically, financially, and otherwise, for the abortion and homosexual rights industries, and say that this is not a Jewish conspiracy? Folks, let's get back to what Dr. Paul Gottfried was talking about today at Elizabethtown College up in Pennsylvania in his post, Fire Foxman. Look at what Dr. Gottfried says about this, and he's Jewish. Look at what he says about Foxman and Foxman's attempts to get the entire Jewish lobby behind a move to keep the United States Congress from talking about the Turkish perpetration of genocide against Armenian Christians in 1915. Why is the Jewish lobby doing that? Why is Abe Foxman doing that? Take a look at what Christopher John Bjerknes documents about the Jewish Zionist role in what happened to the Armenians at JewishRacism.com. I would say to this caller from Delaware, Paul, you say it's not a Jewish conspiracy? All of the available evidence in biblical and secular history points in that direction. Therefore, I have to respectfully disagree with you. I think even those who do not agree with my views theologically, who are not Orthodox Christians, in many respects say, you know, you're absolutely right. When you analyze the media consortiums, when you analyze the ownership of Hollywood, when you analyze those people that run central banking, when you analyze the owners of all of these major, major television outlets, it becomes abundantly clear who the real players are in this situation, folks. And again, take a look at the project for the new American century. Who are the major players there? And who was behind this war that Mr. Wolfowitz and Mr. Pearl got us involved with in conjunction with Rumsfeld? When we look at this neoconservative movement from the time of Leo Strauss at the University of Chicago on forward, they were almost all exclusively people who were Jewish. That is fact, folks. That's not up for debate. And when you look at all of that overwhelming evidence, I find it absolutely incredible that anyone can promote the "it's not the Jews" conspiracy line. We're back with Mark Lind of the American Free Press. Mark, we've been talking about a series of stories this morning. What do you make about this whole business of the central banking crisis and the subprime mortgage loan situation that seems to have perpetrated these latest problems?
Well, the last person that anybody should be asking any kind of advice when it comes to banking or money is me. And one needs look no further than the cars that I drive and the house that I live in. As proof of the fact that I'm not a financial genius. However,
well, I, on the other hand, have impeccable financial credentials. People come to me for all kinds of financial advice.
Well, I tell people, I say, listen, you'd be better off having me do brain surgery on you, even though I've never taken a medical course in my life, than you would be to put your money in my hands and have me invest it for you in such a way that it wasn't going to.
Folks, as we close for another break, I'll simply say that if you ever take financial advice from Mark Glenn or Mark Dankoff, you do need brain surgery.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first part of the show, I was making reference to Pat Shannon's post for the August 13th American Free Press. That's part two in a series for Pat Shannon entitled The CIA Family Jewels. Pat's part two is titled Much Left Out of Official CIA Reports. Now, folks, there's something that he talks about here in this article that simply blows me away. My father was a United States Air Force officer of a generation contemporaneous with that of General Russell Bowen, who appears here. My father and mother spent quite a number of years in Iran working for the Shah's Air Force after my dad retired from the United States Air Force. And I spent quite a bit of time in Iran as a young person visiting my parents while I was in college. So this post by Pat Shannon at AFP really hits me today when he tells us that General Russell Bowen, United States Air Force general retired, originally from Winter Haven, Florida, and now thought to be in exile somewhere in South America in hiding with his wife, told Pat Shannon that he, General Bowen, was carrying out assassinations in Iran of entire families who were thought to be opponents of what the United States and Britain were doing in that country in the 1950s, and that Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., according to General Bowen, was directly involved in ordering Bowen and these assassinations teams to carry out these heinous orders under contract to the American Central Intelligence Agency. Mark, comment on that a little bit this morning. This is an absolutely hideous report coming to us in AFP from Pat Shannon. What does it say about our present relationship with Iran? What does it say about American foreign policy generally? What should it tell our listeners about why, in that part of the world, so many people hate us?
Well, obviously, you know, this is what's so disquieting about this. Is I guarantee, with as revealing as Pat Shannon's article is, I guarantee you that it only scratches the surface of what we of the available information that's out there. I'm sure that we are involved in doing things like this, and 10 times worse on a much more frequent basis, but we don't even know about it, and so. That's the scary thing, is that as frightening as this instance is that Pat Shannon's covering, it's just a drop in the bucket. And so I think, you know, obviously your implied meaning here, Mark, about, you know, why this story sheds light on why people entertain the kind of ideas that they do about us around the world, that is the most important thing, is, you know, the average American, when the average American looks at the people of the Middle East and they say, you know, look at these people, they hate us for our freedom. And that's not true. You see, these people, they have a much more well-rounded and more informed understanding of the things that America has been involved in when they're part of the world now than the average American does. And they hate us, and I hate to say this, but the truth is that they hate us for good reason. You know, I have said often to people, you go into a man's home and you kill his wife and children, and I guarantee you, no matter what his culture is, no matter what his religion is, he's going to get angry and he's going to pick up a gun and he's going to come after you. And likewise, whether it's on an individual basis with a man or whether it's an entire nation of people, you go in there and you terrorize them in the fashion that the United States has been doing now for at least a century, and I guarantee you some people are going to be upset about it and they're going to fight back. Of course, the truly frightening thing in all of this, Mark, is that judging by the chatter that's taking place in the mainstream media, and as far as I'm concerned, talking to just, you know, run-of-the-mill people where I live, Americans still have yet to grasp this. They still do not understand that these people over there have good reasons for the feelings that they have about us. And so, unfortunately, what we're left to conclude by all of this is that we really are headed for that proverbial cliff, and it doesn't look like we're slowing down anytime soon.
Well, you know, what's incredible to me is to see this post in the Christian Science Monitor in their current edition, and this thing is entitled An Intensifying U.S. Campaign Against Iran. Scott Peterson, a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor, has this thing posted. It has an Istanbul, Turkey byline, and as I read through this, I just have a hard time figuring out how even the most nefarious people directing our foreign policy ostensibly at the behest of central bankers, the Israeli lobby, the armaments industry, the oil companies, how they can look at the quagmire we are in Iraq and Afghanistan and advocate the possible military intervention of the United States in Pakistan and Iran. Are these people literally crazy?
Well, I think that in a certain sense, yes, they certainly are very irrational. You know, Americans, this is something that I have just come to realize lately. You know, given the fact that I have 8 children and I obviously writing inflammatory articles concerning Jewish power in America is not going to make me rich. So we are forced to deal with this thing known as poverty in a way that a lot of people in the United States do not. And so, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday we ran out of butter, okay? And as seemingly small and insignificant as running out of butter sounds, all of a sudden it makes you aware of how other people around the world live. You know, here butter is this thing that we just take for granted. You know, a thing of butter costs you a dollar or whatever. But when you run out of it and you don't have the means to replenish it, all of a sudden it takes on a different significance. Now, Americans, for the most part, they live with this mental conditioning where they take all of these things for granted. They think that they have a credit card that has no limit on it. It's a bottomless source of wealth and a means of them getting what they want. This conditioning that we have of the fact that we always get everything we want, I think, is partly to blame for the situation that we find ourselves in now with regards to the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and the upcoming war with Iran and Syria. The Americans just assume that we are the biggest, we're the bestest, we're number one, we're the richest, we're the most powerful. Nobody's going to beat us. Because we are God's chosen nation, you see. In many respects, this irrationality that has gripped the Jewish mindset into believing that God favors them above everybody else and therefore they can get away with whatever they want to do, in many respects, the American people suffer from this as well. I mean, let's face it, we, for the most part, we have been raised on this this ideology that we are the best and that we have a right to export the way we do things to these other countries in the world, and God help them if they get in our way. And so I really do believe, Mark, that in many ways, you know, it's like Jesus said. He said it's easier for to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And this certainly applies to nations as well, you see. When it comes to wealthy nations, they forget about many things, most of which are just rooted in reality. So, as you said, this situation with Iran, this irrationality on the part of the American people that we can go there and we can win even though we're having our rear ends handed to us in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think that this stems in large part from the fact that we have lived many, many years the good life. And so we really don't know anything else, and it has conditioned us in this way to where we really have developed a madness of sorts.
Yes, and speaking of irrationality, and I want to emphasize to listeners that I am not making light of this, folks. It's a terrible thing. The story just tore me up yesterday, but I'm watching one of the national news broadcasts yesterday, and they were talking about the fact that there is an American family, I don't remember where they're from, but they have now lost 2 of their 3 sons in Iraq. And what happened was the first one signed up, volunteered with the Marines, went over to Iraq and was killed. Then the 2 other brothers, according to this media report, decided that it was their duty to sign up and go over there. So they both joined the army and went to Iraq. And one of those 2 young men perished in this latest Black Hopper UH-60 helicopter crash that we read about from a day or two ago that killed somewhere between 14 and 16 GIs. Even more hideously, his remaining surviving brother was in another helicopter where he witnessed his brother perishing in this crash. So in the aftermath of all of this, you have three brothers, two of whom are dead, and now there's a grieving mother and father back in the United States, and the Army has decided to send this one surviving brother home now. It's a terrible story. It's a heartrending story. Mark, in your own judgment, again, without in any respect, either of us being disrespectful to the memory of these kids, what do you think was in the minds of these kids for signing up for this particular situation?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Mark, this is not an uncommon thing. You know, in my own experience, we have a family with whom we are very close, and I've been telling them now for 4 years what is going on with this war, what is really behind it. And these are very conservative, very traditional-minded Christians, okay? I've been telling them what is really going on, and, you know, in the beginning, when I started telling them this, of course, they shrugged off what I was saying, and I remember the father telling me specifically, he said, well, it really doesn't involve me, you know, and this is why I guess I don't really pay much mind to it. And I reminded him, I said, listen, it does involve you. You have sons who very soon are going to be military age. And whether there is a reinstatement of the draft or whether one of your boys decides that he's been bitten by a misdirected love of country or whether he needs money for college, the chances are very good that they're going to wind up finding themselves in the middle of all this. And sure enough, about a month or so ago, we got word that one of these boys, who I actually used to teach, he went up and enlisted. Okay. Now, the problem is, of course, they were hearing this from me for 4 years, but they were not hearing anything in their churches. You see, had their priests or their preachers or their pastors been telling them what was going on with this, then it may have put more weight behind what I was telling them. Unfortunately, it didn't. And now, obviously, we have to hope for the best. Nothing's going to happen to this boy. But at the same time, even if he comes home in one piece, what are the chances that he's going to come home in one piece mentally and spiritually? You see, there's more to this thing than simply getting your body killed. You see, there's the war on your soul that takes place as well. And so, unfortunately, those who do not listen, who do not think and who develop this mentality where it doesn't involve me, it doesn't affect me. Well, it's like the old Roman statesman Cicero once said. He said, just because you don't take an interest in politics doesn't mean that politics is not going to take an interest in you. And so we have to, for the sake of our families, for the sake of our communities, and for the sake of our country, we have to pay attention to these things. Otherwise, decisions are going to be made for us that obviously sometimes are not the kinds of decisions we would want to be made.
Yes, and as you look at this whole thing, it seems to me that once again we are talking about something that has manifested itself throughout history in a most demonic fashion, and that is the attempt to merge an evil, secular, political agenda that is not in any way connected with the kingdom of God with an aura that suggests that it is. In other words, when I talk to the average person on the Christian right in this country, and again, you and I, Mark, are Orthodox Christians of Catholic and Lutheran confessional background, respectively, so we take seriously what Christ says. We are both pro-life. We are both opposed to the gay rights movement and so forth and so on. So it's not like we are discussing this from a leftist or a Marxist perspective, as many people would charge. That, to me, is utterly ludicrous. But as we think through this whole thing, that gets to the bottom of what I think I want you to respond to. Why is it in the Christian right today that people who raise thoughtful questions on this are automatically assigned the status of being subversives, communists, pinkos, of an anti-Christian orientation, and so forth and so on, when some of the best people that I've come across in recent years, think of Pat Buchanan, I think of Ron Paul, I think of you, frankly, And I think of Michael Collins Piper and Father John Martinez. None of you guys are leftists, and you're saying the same thing almost uniformly about this war for empire. How does the Christian right and how does the Zionist right get away with continuing to demonize their critics, especially when many of these critics are coming from the right and not the left?
Well, of course, the one thing that we do have to remember, you know, we said the Zionist right, and when we're talking about the Zionist right, there is really no such thing. That Zionism is a leftist ideology. This is something that people have to keep in mind.
Yes.
It may be a little bit right of outright communism, but it is certainly not conservative. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I think that the biggest and the best way to explain this is Vietnam. You know, we think of war protesters and people who oppose some policy that what appears to be a right-wing government has implemented, and we think back to all of these college kids who were protesting, and really the odiousness of what was associated with it, because, you know, these college kids, they weren't just protesting the war. They were involved in all sorts of leftist revolutionary social change. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, we'll pick that up when we come back for the final few minutes of the show. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The roadmap for the coming week is as follows. Greg Felton on Monday. Greg is, of course, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. On Tuesday, we will have two dynamite guests. The first 2 hours of the show, Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, former producer of national intelligence estimates for the President of the United States, is going to be on this show. Ray is with Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS. He'll be talking about how insane this current war for empire really is. That's Ray McGovern for the first 2 hours on Tuesday, then followed that same day in the last hour of the show by Dr. Hesham Talawi, who's going to be talking about Palestine. Wednesday, Dale Crowley Jr. kicks it off with me for the first Wednesday in what will be a series of Wednesdays that follow in perpetuity. That will be from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time. Dale Crowley Jr., of course, is the longtime host of Focus on Israel on WFAX AM up in Washington, D.C. He's now getting back into the radio business with me. That will be Wednesday, the 29th of August, Dale Crowley Jr., 9 to 10 a.m. Central. Thursday is my only open date in regard to guest recruitment. I have some good people that potentially will be on the show on that date. And then, of course, a week from today, God willing, Father John Martinez and Mark Lynn will be back with me. Mark, we've got about a minute to go. Try and finish your great elucidations in 60 seconds or so.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Well, I have a habit of doing that to people, don't I?
No, it's not that. What it is that yeah. I'm getting ready to make breakfast here for eight little children of mine, and so I kind of allowed my attention to be distracted. But I guess what it boils down to, Mark, is what we're discussing every week, which is that we need to pay attention to what's going on in our world. We need to take things seriously and not allow ourselves to be distracted by the clowns out there and what they may be saying to us. And keep in mind that that this is God's world. This is a serious business, and in the end, we're going to be held accountable in terms of whether we sided with Him or whether we sided with His enemies. And it's like Jesus said. He said, "You will be held accountable for every idle word," which means there is no such thing as a small issue with God when it comes to this bigger battle. And so we have to be careful of everything that we do, lest we lend support to His enemy. So I guess that basically sums it up, unless you can think of something better.
Well, I really can't, and I think it bears underscoring that you've said time and again, Mark, and I think that this is exactly where we stand, that we are in the middle of a political and cultural and theological war that has its roots in the great spiritual conflict that is described in the New Testament. Who are the people on the other side? I think the New Testament tells us. This is Mark Dankos, America, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton joins me Monday. Ray McGovern, Hesham Talawi join me Tuesday. Dale Crowley Jr. joins me on Wednesday. God bless you. See you Monday morning, 7 a.m. Central Sharp. Take care.
With 3